It's time for OTV Top 10.
This is Akanksha. You're listening to OTV Top 10. Today is the 22nd of December and here are the top news of the day. Odisha Health Services Director Bijay Mahapatra informed that the current COVID-19 situation shouldn't be taken lightly. The government has begun surveillance, tracking and testing as preparatory measures amid the current COVID-19 situation in the state. Speaking to the media, the health director said that community plays a vital role in reducing transmission. According to the health director, center has asked to impose containment measures if COVID-19 positivity touches 10% in the state. This is what Bijay Mahapatra had to say on the matter.
ଆମକୁ ଖାଲି ଲେଖି ନାହାନ୍ତି, ଜେନେରାଲ ଆଡଭାଇଜରି ଚିଠି କରିଛନ୍ତି ସମସ୍ତ ରାଜ୍ୟକୁ। ଦୁଇଟା କ୍ରାଇଟେରିଆ ରଖିକିରି, ଗୋଟେ ପଜିଟିଭିଟି ରେଟ 10%, ଆଉ ଗୋଟେ ଯଦି ଅକ୍ସିଜେନେଟେଡ୍ ବେଡ୍ ରିକ୍ୱାୟାରମେଣ୍ଟ 40% ହେଉଛି ତାହେଲେ କଣ୍ଟେନମେଣ୍ଟ ମେଜର ସବୁ ନେବାକୁ। ଆମେ ଯେମିତି ଆଗରୁ ବି କହି ଆସିଛୁ, ଆପଣଙ୍କର ସର୍ଭେଲାନ୍ସ ହେଲା ବଡ଼ ଜିନିଷ। ଆମେ ସର୍ଭେଲାନ୍ସ କରିବା, ତୀକ୍ଷ୍ଣ ନଜର ରଖିବା, ସଦାବେଳେ ତ କହି ଆସୁଛୁ, ଲୋକମାନେ ଦୟାକରି ସେଟାକୁ ମାନନ୍ତୁ। କୋଭିଡ୍ ଆପ୍ରୋପ୍ରିଏଟ୍ ବିହେଭିଅର୍, ଅଯଥା ଟ୍ରାନ୍ସମିସନ୍ ବଢ଼େଇବାକୁ ଚାନ୍ସ ସମସ୍ତେ ଦିଅନ୍ତୁ ନାହିଁ।
With The Matrix Resurrections releasing today, fans of The Matrix franchisee are excited for the return of the science fiction action film after 18 years. The movie hit the theaters today and according to some critics who posted their reviews on social media, the film has left an impact on most of them. The action-packed movie starring Keanu Reeves, Carrie Ann Moss and Priyanka Chopra will be a delight to watch for The Matrix fans. Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik addressed the state on the rising fear amid the detection of COVID-19 cases of Omicron variant in the state. The chief minister said that the general public has to stay alert as Omicron is spreading very fast. He advised on wearing masks, to stay indoors and step out of home only in case of an emergency. This is what CM Naveen Patnaik had to say.
ଏବେ କୋଭିଡ୍ର ନୂଆ ଭେରିଏଣ୍ଟ ଓମିକ୍ରନ୍ ସଂକ୍ରମଣ ବହୁତ ଜୋରରେ ବଢ଼ିଛି, ତେଣୁ ଆମକୁ ସତର୍କ ରହିବାକୁ ହେବ। ମୁଁ ଆପଣମାନଙ୍କୁ ଅନୁରୋଧ କରୁଛି, ଆପଣମାନେ ସବୁବେଳେ ମାସ୍କ ପିନ୍ଧନ୍ତୁ, ବାରମ୍ବାର ହାତ ଧୁଅନ୍ତୁ, ସାମାଜିକ ଦୂରତା ରକ୍ଷା କରନ୍ତୁ, ଦରକାର ନଥିଲେ ବାହାରକୁ ଯାଆନ୍ତୁ ନାହିଁ।
The Odisha government has increased the scholarship amount of differently abled students under Banishree Scholarship Scheme in the state. Informing the move, Social Security and Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities Minister Ashok Chandra Panda on Tuesday said, as per the Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik's direction, the Social Security and Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities Department has increased the scholarship amount. Students of class 1 to class 5 are getting Rs 200 per month under the scheme as present. The amount has been increased to Rs 400. The scholarship amount of students reading in class 6 to class 10 has been increased from the existing Rs 250 to Rs 500. Microsoft co-founder and billionaire philanthropist Bill Gates has warned that humanity could be entering the worst part of the pandemic as the Omicron variant spreads fast across the globe, stressing that Omicron will hit home for all of us. In a series of tweets, Gates said that he has cancelled most of his holiday plans as his close friends are increasingly being infected with the Omicron variant COVID-19 virus. Rajya Sabha was adjourned sine die a day ahead of its schedule. The house was adjourned just after proceedings commenced today. At the start of the session, leader of opposition Mallikarjun Kharge tried to raise the issue of alleged land scam in Ayodhya, but the chair did not allow. Chairman M. Venkaiah Naidu said that the house could not function properly and everyone should cooperate, and then adjourned the house sine die. During the winter session, the opposition and the government had been at loggerheads on suspension of 12 MPs which could not be resolved, and on Tuesday another MP of the Trinamool Congress, Derek O'Brien, was suspended. The opposition alleged that the government wanted to push bills in the house, so it suspended the MPs. The Defence Ministry has imposed a fine of less than 1 million euros on European missile maker MBDA for delaying fulfilling its offset obligations under the Rafale aircraft deal. French airspace major Dassault Aviation is the manufacturer of the Rafale jets, while MBDA supplies the missile systems for the aircraft. India had signed an intergovernmental agreement with France in September 2016 to procure 36 Rafale jets at a cost of Rs 59,000 crore, and the offset obligations were part of the contract. The Defence Research and Development Organisation successfully conducted the maiden flight test of indigenously developed surface-to-surface missile Pralay from Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha. According to the Ministry of Defence, the missile was launched at around 10:30 30 AM and it met all the mission objectives. Prale is powered with solid propellant rocket motor and many new technologies. The missile has a range of 150 to 500 kilometers and can be launched from a mobile launcher. Its guidance system includes state-of-the-art navigation system and integrated avionics. Today, India is celebrating National Mathematics Day. On the occasion, Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik tweeted and said that he remembers the legendary mathematician Srinivas Ramanujan on his birth anniversary today. The prodigious mathematician continues to inspire young minds and mathematicians with his immense contribution to mathematical concepts, the CM added. The Indian cricket team did the customary team headshots in the Johannesburg, signaling their intent as they go into the three-test series scheduled to commence on Boxing Day, December 26, full of confidence. The Board of Control for Cricket in India posted a short video on Wednesday of the cricketers getting their headshots, with players trooping one after the other to get their profiles clicked by the photographer in personal protective equipment. That's it for today. For news and detail, visit OdishaTV.in, Odisha's premier destination for news updates in English. This is Akanksha signing off.